Kana ben Sho'el et Aviv. And it seems to be a different concept of what She'ela actually means. It's not She'ela for an answer. Mm-hmm. Not She'ela for a specific answer.
This might sound crazy, but it sounds like the Manishtar has one question, and both of the next four answers.
Right, not four answers, four explanations of
the question.
Of the question.
Like
these are all part of the Shinuyim. So different than that. Gosh! We need matzahs, we're lying down, we're dipping all this time.
That sounds like an answer.
Oh, yeah, but that's very good. Go ahead and explain it.
Because we're asking what's different, right? There's a fundamental change in the night itself. Okay, here are some of the things that illustrate those changes.
Right. These are the four things that illustrate the changes.
Why exclusively?
Good question, but what do you mean they're answers? Not answers, they're illustrations.
Oh, okay.
That's not what you understood him to mean. You understood him to mean answers.
Yeah, I mean.
So what? How would that work?
The way I don't know how it would work, but you can't read it that way. Say, well,
instead of saying how changes that, what is it that's changed about tonight?
Right. Those aren't answers. These are proofs. There are changes.
Now what? You're saying making four statements of what?
Right.
So those are answers.
It's not answers.
Saying, if you would ask it as what instead of why, then there are four answers. Can it be read as
who said anything has changed?
But they don't answer anything. The question is, why is the night
you're
changing?
Making a
right.
Son of a son.
That's how we always learn.
Why is it doesn't ask why is the suit different? Why are we sitting down to a different Seder? It says, why is the night different?
Right. So this we always said the pshat was that Manish Tanah Allah says that we want to know what it was that is going. This change. In other words, in what aspect have things changed so drastically that we're acting this way? And that's the real question, not why are we eating matzahs and so on and so forth, which we never answer. That's where we always learn the Haggadah. Because then, because the mice that we don't, these aren't asked as questions. So that, I mean, that's certainly true, that we're looking for an explanation as to basic change in the night. But before we get into that level of the discussion, what exactly does it mean if we're going to be trying to be Yotzi She'ela Tzavim with something that doesn't seem to be She'ela B'chol? Why do we choose this way to be She'ela? Why is the exclamation discussed as a She'ela? That's why sometimes I could change it and they put in a base, right? Which doesn't help. It doesn't really help, but at least it's closer. Yeah, but managed. But I mean, I think that makes it worse. They would put in a lamed. It would have been bad.
Manishtar cannot be read as what is changed.
Yeah. You can't read it as what
has changed.
What changed?
What has changed? It gives you four things that changed.
What would that mean? I don't understand.
It's not four questions. One question, four answers.
I don't know what that means. What are the answers? What kind of answer is this? Who said anything changed that you're answering?
Some out of the... We're making a big deal about the Seder, and I'm saying, what's different about tonight? And you're telling me, this is different, this is different, this is different, and this is different.
Okay, but Lemaitre is a question, so we know that that isn't what it's meant. They're meant as questions. They're meant as questions that illustrate the fact of Manishtan that it's fine.
We managed that?
Really?
What will we change, or what are we changing?
That's not what... No, Manishtan doesn't mean it. Perhaps you meant to say ma nishaneh. Nishtana is reflexive, something that has happened to it. Nishtana certainly doesn't mean ma nishaneh.
In the fact that going to say thing I was just saying, if you're saying those are four simple answers, so then
they're not answers, they're part of the question. So let's let off of that approach, because they're not answers. Maybe the Ben is being Charles as Avi. They're not answers.
Maybe these are taking those as said statements. The fact that you're stating something, that's fine. You give me an answer like that, but why? The fact that you're giving it an answer that's unexplained on this night we're reading.
Nobody's answering. Nobody asks Manishtana and gets an answer to the Chalalelo. So please, to use the time efficiently, we shouldn't discuss every possible combination of words that we can discuss. Discuss the words as they're meant to be taken. These are four questions. These are things that the Ben is Sholos Avi. The Ben is not Sholos Avi, Manishtana Lailas and Chalalelos, period. And the Abba answers him, Shiva Chalalelo. That we know not to be true La Loka. So let's not worry about how it would have been.
Maybe these are ways to get the kids to ask the questions?
Ask what questions? The other questions?
Just ask questions.
Fine, but there's an essential problem here. Everybody's saying things that makes it, but what is it? There's a problem here. We're asking, the Torah says that Yish'alcha bincha machar lemor, mazos, and so on and so forth, which means that he asked a specific question, not makes an explanation about the change.
But this will cause.
But why should we be covering it this way?
Because we have to ask, we have to force the kid to ask the questions. This will force him to ask those questions. Nothing happened yet. We have to force him to ask those questions. These are statements to force the kid to ask the questions. That's why specifically statements.
So then why the mice, if the kid doesn't ask, don't we ask?
Why not run out the question?
See, he could say because we want it to be spontaneous. But what happens if the kid doesn't ask? Why don't we have to ask him? Since Chacham who shall us atzmo? No, it's not. It's here. It's the din in here. Doesn't matter. He has to say these words to himself. That means we're being yotzei the sipur interpret. We've been yotzei aniya to a question with manishtana, so we clearly hold that manishtana is a she'ela mitzad din.
Perhaps
yes. Yeah. Okay, but we have the mitzvah. Right, the mitzvah of Haggadah hasn't started yet. Right. I mean, the whole category is still under the category of magi, but we haven't. Right. It doesn't start till Avodah Mayina.
But he has to ask it before he says it. A person has to ask
the question. The result of what's going on. If it's not a part of Magid, if it's not a part of
the
Haggadah itself.
If nobody asked any other questions, how was I Yotze the Chiyuv of
Asked? At this point?
At any point. You see that we're trying to be Kovea here, a way in which you can be Yotze. This mitzvah of Aniya to a She'el. And therefore, it's brought that if he's a chacham, he still says these four questions to himself.
Yes.
How?
Earlier on, it was suggested that this is.
He
still isn't happy with us. We're still fighting.
It sounds silly.
You can't come in the middle of our fight. It's one more.
It sounds silly. To say that a chacham can sit there and be yotzi his mitzvah of asking by asking himself.
Why? Right, that's a separate question, and we'll address that separately. Why should I have to keep a shame? Good.
So, I don't know.
We're only bringing that as a riot. It's not fair for you to start going off on a tangent and address. That's a good point that needs to be addressed.
Okay. So, but
maybe it needs to be addressed before we analyze it.
That we haven't started the Haggadah yet. So you're not asking questions on the Haggadah, you're asking questions on some previous.
I don't know if you can say we haven't started the Haggadah because
you're supposed to ask an Haggadah. You're supposed to say the Haggadah in response to questions.
Okay. Usually when you think about questions, right, it's as a result of an occurrence, something happening. That's goring you to ask the question because it's something that you want clarity on that thing. as opposed to coming out of a question from thin air without something to cause that thing. Which can go back to what we were discussing before. I mean, nobody asks questions out of thin air.
So
the same thing is one way of saying the other. I said that the person asks questions as a result of something happening that causes them to ask the question. You're saying that we say the Haggadah as a result of the questions that are asked.
Right.
Then questions arise as a result of what of the discussion that's going on. As a result
there's not going to be a discussion on a question. The Haggadah is an answer to your children. That's how the Chiyuv is brought in the Torah.
I understand.
Yishalcha bincha v'yigad et alavincha.
And if your vincha isn't sitting there, you still say the Haggadah.
Only because
if you're a chacham, you still ask yourself the questions.
Right, in order to be mekayim v'yigad et to yourself. This is something that we should talk about later when we get to the stories about, you know, that they used to talk in Kola Island and so forth. I'm not being dull to the questions. Okay. They're very important questions, but the point is that we do have over here a kvias of she'ela, and it isn't being done, but there are she'ela. That's what's bothering. Behind you, there's the Psalchim. Just read from the Mishnah, the Kana ben Shalom, Saviv, and so on. Chacham ben Shalom.
Shani the kind of ben shal aviv ein das with ben aviv with ben aviv malamdo manishtana halayla azem ikol elos shechol elos anu ochlim chametz matza halayla azek kolom matza shechol elos anu ochlim shari yarakot halayla maror shechol elos anu ochlim basar tzli shaluk mubushal halayla kolot tzli shechol elos oh but yeah all the gears are problems anu V'im eno chamishto shol, v'im lav hu shol latzmo, v'afilu shnei de mecham shiori b'holchas Pesach shol in zel
zeh. And shol in zel zeh.
How does it? What's the next word? Manishto lav zeh rolas
rolas rolas rolas
rolas rolas rolas rolas rolas rolas rolas rolas rolas rolas Interesting is also, isn't it? This
wait. Something is wrong, you know, something is wrong.
Why is this just a lashon of the Mishnah? It doesn't mean that you have to ask it that way.
Sure.
It's Milando.
Yeah, no, it's worse than that. It's worse than that. I think this one was a big mistake, though. Your Manish Tana is not the four questions.
Okay, I'm going to.
You're going back, you realize you're going back on hundreds of European history.
I know.
It's a translation of it.
I know, but so stuck in it's a low tone. Something's very wrong. Something is very wrong. The Ben is supposed to ask why you were mosaic the second coast. The Ben is not supposed to ask the Manishtana.
That's what I was just about to say. Really.
The Manishtana is something that they... Look, that's something that the Bala Agoda says as an exclamation.
But that is the... I mean, she says there is no four kashas, what you say.
That's right.
It's all a bunch more here.
What's in other words, you're saying that the Chacham has to ask himself is why are we pouring the second kos? That's a very big
No.
I like that
better than asking himself the four questions. Mr. Burris, there you go.
He
says that the Chacham Shas and the Masrik the second
question.
No.
Rambam says like this: Af kavokan ashulchan v'fnei korei ha'agada levado, mosgin ha'kos ha'sheni v'kan ha'ben shoel, v'omer ha'korei manishtana alayla zirikol ha'levot. It's part of the amira of the korei ha'agada. It's not the explanation of what the ben is being shoel. And he says ha'korei.
Yeah.
Can I ask another question then?
Yeah.
Why particularly here do we point out the Kana Ben Shoel? I mean, this isn't the first thing we're doing to get the kid to ask something. Pouring the second coast is all of a sudden the first thing we're doing. But in Karpa, it's Yacha, it's...
I don't know, that's a very good question.
The second coast is the one that we drink over the bracha of Gaal Yisrael.
It's also we drink over Magi in general. It's really the point.
It's the one that is for the Gula. If we're asking what differentiates this night, you know, that is the answer.
Why is it important right then and there to get him to ask?
It's important because we have to say that Gula.
I remember reading Mishnah Berurah. He says you can pour it so that he'll ask.
So when else would you pour it?
Unless he's saying pour it in order that the question should be asked on it. I just read it wrong.
Yeah, that's what I thought. The question should be asked on it.
I remember seeing this.
It could have been poured before Halachman.
You want to pour it on whatever it is you're going to be Yotzei HaGodah with. I don't know, maybe that would be an answer. I mean, it depends on whether Halach Mani would be Yotzei HaGodah with. The way we're learning has nothing to do with it. Unless you're telling me that it's part of the Gnus. Our forefathers were poor.
No,
because then it would be part of the Haggadah.
The Machaber says, Mosgin lo miyad kosheni kadesh yishulo hatinokos lama shosin kosheni kodem suda. And he says on this, he says, but he seems to be saying that's the coast that you're asking.
Really?
Yeah. I just chop now, but that's what he seems to be saying.
Yeah.
It's a you. Did we see that? We're just reading, Chris.
No, because see that's why. Remember when I said and continue on to the word manishtana?
Yeah.
Because I remember this lashon of the Mechaber. He uses chachamim shalim zel as a manishtana. I remember somebody said that. That's why I always took for granted. But then I see in the Gemara that it doesn't say that. The Mechaber really does bring that. You have a tour? You don't have a tour. Thanks. That's mamash the she'el. I remember that was the din, but I see now the Gemara is really not much. He just brings it from the Mishnah, and the Mishnah doesn't say that. It's in the Mishnah Berurah.
What is port? Is it port? Port right here? Port from what? It's not the port. It can't be the port right here.
Maybe
it could be. I think it's supposed to
be. I mean, it says here, but I was always questioning why.
I think there's different dishonors where the port is coming.
The Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber are all saying you pour rip from Mishnah.
I remember we always have to say that, like, some people, like, some
Haggadahs would say, well, I don't know if you could argue with Gears as a Haggadah, you know what I mean?
We always pour it.
It's the Maxwell House Haggadah. Is that you? You're
I've got a Maxwell House. Someone over to Rebbe should say it.
Addressing the issue from the Gemara, from the Mishnah, from the Rishonim, which has not been addressed. So it's very troublesome. Do you have somebody in the building you can borrow it to or from, maybe?
You do.
Maybe he's back, you do?
If he's back, he's the other guy. Whatever you take for yourself, just let me know
what I'm doing. $40. Second thought.
What thought? Maybe a bomb. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
What?
That the Baal HaGadah doesn't have to say it if the Ben or the Isha asks it.
No, if she's Shoel, if they're Shoel, what's the kos for?
No. Sholi Manishtana, damn it. That's the problem in those words. If he wouldn't have thrown in those words, you could have understood the whole thing properly.
The Gemara, doesn't it say when somebody asks something,
yes, and the Rishonim say it doesn't mean that, literally.
The Gemara says
Patarni Milomar Banishtan, it's supposed to say asks, but what, Ayur Mukhiyat, to ask things that are Nageya? So it says, because Ayur did that, you'll ask the other question.
the rugged shower's advantage. He ignored the Rishon. Those are the rugged shower's
disadvantage. The problem is to ignore the Achronim, not to ignore the Rishonim. The Rishonim make perfectly good sense. Well, not when it's the Shulchan Aruch.
So, I'm confused. Why is he talking about Mani Shtana and this halacha at all?
I don't know. I'm saying he's ignoring the Rambam, that's for sure. But he's taking it for pashtas that Mani Shtana is the question.
He's just sat there for three lines talking about, without a Mani Shtana, talking about the kosher.
Because he quotes the Mishnah.
So it doesn't make any sense.
I know, but that whole Shulchan Aruch is like that. You got to do something about what? It. It's driving Mamish crazy. Because no. he never wants to say any Lashon that's his own, so he always uses the Lashon of the Gemara of the Tur, and then he'll throw in a few words which make everything that he said before not the right Lashon. And
it sounds like the Maharil he's bringing here is referring to the previous lines. It doesn't sound like it's referring to the Mamish Tana.
I understand, so the Maharil would also make very good sense. If you ask one question, you don't have to say the Manish Tana. That would be in line with the Gemara of Patar Tano Melomer Manish Tana. Please don't put that down on a pen. I think that the din is very simply this. If the child asks, if somebody actually responds with the question of why are we eating another, drinking another kosher, you don't have to say Manish Tana. That's all the Maharil is saying. And it's clear from the Mishnah that that's the case as well. You say the Manish Tana only when nobody's asking questions. So you say Manish Tana in order to be Malamed the Ben to be Shoel. In other words, these are the things that you express so that people should be aware that something's crazy. Hey, man, start asking questions, huh? Don't you see that tonight's nuts? Right? And it's all different tonight. So these are not questions. These are the things that the... So the most that you can do... So if... You, as David pointed out, you can't really ask yourself why we're pouring the second kos, obviously. Since the only reason that you were pouring it here was to get the question. It's ridiculous to say that he's sholas atzma. It's the only thing that he can be sholas atzma is to be ma'orer, the pella of the change in the night. It's the closest that you can get to she'ela, because to say that you're sholas atzma makes no sense. You can't ask yourself something when you know the answer. It's not a question. So what can you do? You can only perk your interest. That's the level of Shayla that you're able to get. Notice that you should become aware of changes and care about analyzing them and understanding them. More than that, we can't say. Otherwise, Shola's Atzma is absurd. So the whole meaning of Shola's Atzma is then not to actually ask questions, but rather to become involved. That's what we really want. That would explain the Gemara when he asked his Eved Shem Baro Shichro Lecherus and Nasano Kesev Azov and so on. What does he have to do? And the Eved says Tzorek Leshbuche and so on. He says, "Oh, Patarta Milah Manishtana. What does it have to do with the Manishtana? It wasn't even a question, maybe, right?" It must be also because you perk the interest to the point where people are relating to it as if it really matters. And that's sufficient. Now that you recognize that you have to be Meshabeach and Lo Duyele, that's what I'm trying to bring out. So if you say it, then we don't have to talk about the Manishtana anymore. Patarta Milama Manishtana. In that case, we can take it literally, Patarta Milama Manishtana. Since the Manishtana is not a question, it's just perking interest. It certainly looks oisgalt nalocha. Therefore, we have two different things. If you pour the kos and the ben is shoel, then he's shoel literally the question. Why are you pouring a kos? Right? If, however, you have to be malamed the ben, or you have to ask yourself, because there's nobody to be malamed, then all you have to do is point out the various differences in the night, not with an intent to get an answer to your question, but rather with the intent of caring enough to be involved in what's going to happen.
What do you do with the Tosis then on the Patar?
I don't know. Well, we have to see now.
What's the Tosis on what?
Patar to Milan Manishtam. So let me just see if anybody else does.
Tosis Paskins that you're pointing?
No,
no.
The Mishnah says
it. He says, but it doesn't mean it literally.
Is that anyone from the Mishnah?
What?
Saying that you're pointing from the Manishtam?
Mishnah.
As someone else's show?
I don't know.
It's on the bottom, the last line.
Aval, but Masha Sha'al Lama Ono Akrina Shulchan, Lo Yipater Mimanishtan. The Ahid Abaye Lo Pirisha Gemara Tchilat She'elato. Right, Abaye Abi Yosef Kamei Dural. Chosa de Komadli Takami Kamei. Omar Lohu Adai Lo Kachlina Na Tu Komakri Takami Kamar Amalei Abba. Patati Mimano Manishtana. This doesn't really mean that.
That's what we're talking about here.
Because if you're asking Lamano Krina Shulchan, you will, that is not a p'tur from Anishtam. If you're actually asking a question.
If someone's asking the questions, then you're putter from Zayim Manishtam.
He's saying the one who's asked doesn't have Zayim Manishtam. Not everybody.
Why would anybody else have to?
He's saying as long as someone was asked a question, it's as good as asking
as
the question. That's all he's saying. He's saying that when you have... He's saying either asking the question or having the question asked to you is the same thing. That's all the Chofetz Chaim is saying.
He's going on the Mechaber Ramah.
I understand.
Right. Because, in other words, because he's saying it isn't the pshat that at the Seder you need to be masking a question. It's that you have to be ma'or the interest either by the person asking the question or having the question asked to. See, he wants to say like this, that if, let's say, one person at the Seder is... If you have two Talmidei Chachamim, right? So the Gemara says Shalim Zeh as Zeh. He's saying it doesn't really mean that. Because if one will ask the other one, the one who's asked doesn't have to ask back. A Nish'al doesn't have to be Shoel. That itself is these Oros. Ayat says Shalim Zeh as Zeh the Gemara. And we'll have to say that's Lav Dafka. Does the Mechaber bring a Lashon Zeh L'Zeh?
It says
Mosgin
Lomiyad Kosh Sheni, right?
No, Zeh L'Zeh always means mutually.
Kadesh Yishal Atinok was Lama Shosh.
Otherwise, you have to Shol Zeh L'Zeh. It's a Sholim Zeh L'Zeh. It means one asks the other.
It just sounds like he's talking about a one-way process. Is there someone there?
Yeah, he says, if one asks, the one who was asked does not have to say Manishtana. The only time you say Manishtana is if you are not asked. If you're not asked, if nobody asks, then you say Manishtana. If somebody asks something, Lanyan, you don't ask Manishtana.
You don't have to.
Why is it
right, you don't have to say Manishtana.
Why isn't the second coast, the question part, the second coast part of the Manishtana?
Why isn't it?
Yes. Why isn't it?
Neither is the, that's what we pointed out before, but neither is the taking away the table.
No, no, the point, but the reason we're bringing in specifically...
And the reason we ate the carpas. I mean, so we're all doing all kinds of things that the Tidok should be showing.
The
the Manishtana are all things that are goofy part of the Seder.
Supposing the Ben asks, at the point of Karpas, why are you being told, go now, it's not time to eat? Would we have said that we don't have to say Manishtana now?
We have to support the second cup.
Why is it better? Why is it any worse than the Kosheni? Because it's at the wrong time.
Maybe. We have to the Halacha.
Why?
After the Yachatz.
So it should be on matzahs and ruin?
Yeah.
Maybe. There's so many maybes.
Well, there is something we've defined this section as Magid. I mean, we could define Magid as before Karpas also. Tid Karpas is one of the things we do during Magid to get questions.
But why can't we define it before Halakha?
Where's the Shofanah?
What's underneath the Gemara? The Tur?
No, that's the Tur. He's got... Oh.
Rambam.
This is the Shofanah.
Breaking down an awful lot of like, you know, old theories tonight.
Here it's the Prichadish, brings this whole thing here. Mashikasev is bringing down the Maril now that the Ramah brings, right? So Mashikasev, Ainsar Chura Manishtana, Zemabura, the part of Garvey Psochim, the Garcinus, Mabayam Havios, Vikami the Rabba, Kotsu the Kamadli Takami Kame, Omale Adayam Okatmino, to come Akri Takami, come on, Omale Rabba, but Tatim Lama Manishtana. Ubitosis Kos, which should be Zaino Nifta Michelas Manishtana. And I should Gemara Kitzra. The Garcina Tsuasam, Omale Rav Nachman Adaro Av, they Avet Evet the Makile Mori Lucherus Fiavli Kasmud Abba. My boy la Mamma. Omale boy la Duyelu Shvuche, Omalon Patatum Lama Manishtana.
I don't know what he's trying to say. He's trying to put up Maril this kind of
shikantosis. I don't know what he's trying to put. He's just quoting the Gemara's on. See, it's very much that the Tosis does not say anything on the mice of Daro Abde.
Daro Avdi's mice is much more shrill.
Much worse than Abaya. But when it comes to Abaya, Tosfos explains it. When it comes to Daro Avdi, he doesn't explain it. Right?
Maybe.
That makes sense.
Maybe
that's just the opposite. That in the question of why are you taking the Taka Mikamei, you don't see anything that has to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim, because you're not discussing Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nor are you discussing anything that has bearing on Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mm-hmm. If you ask me why are you being Mosek the Kosheni, you are asking something that has bearing on Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because they're not, because Lamaisa, this coast is a coast that we're drinking Al Shema Geula, and that's the first thing that you've noticed, that we're different tonight, that we're B'nai Chorin, and so on, we're going to be drinking more wine. Not part of the Kiddush, which we normally would have had. And Daro Avde was also addressing specific issues.
Daro Avdi was answering that.
Doesn't matter. That we already said that it doesn't matter because Manishtan also is not really a question. Mm-hmm. It was Daro, the point with Daro Avdi is that somebody pointed out that as a result of being Mishtachrer, you have to be. That's sufficient. That's what we want. We want there to be a reaction instead of just a statement. That's what we need. Va'anisa means to react. Lashon la'anot, right? So we need a reaction. Once we've been more of the reaction at the table, that's sufficient. So over here, Daro Avde was more of the reaction. Well, you'd have to be Mishabev. Okay, so what are we going to do about it? And that's the situation of worry. Masha Enkei, to say that if somebody asks, how come you took the table away early on in the Suda, that should patras to Lomar Manishtana? That's not a reaction to the thing. That's just a reaction to get people into the mood of asking questions. But you have to ask the right question. You have to ask a question that somehow addresses the issues of the Lila. So Lamela Tosis over there in Abaya says that, of course, he had to ask other questions. On Daro Avdi, he doesn't say. Right? It's Dafkin Rav Ronsberg that brings in the Tosis over here and compares the two. It may be different things from the pre-Chodesh it's Mashma. That there are two different issues, that the Maril is right. That if, in other words, the Maril says, if somebody asks, how come you were Mosek the Kosheni, you don't have to say Manishtana, then it's literally true. And there's a difference between the case of Abai and the case of Darabi. Because he doesn't say that a Darabi would have said the same thing.
The Rashbam seems to be Mashma that the Gemara is literal.
The Rashbam?
Yes, it's it.
Doesn't say it. What bothers me about the Rashbam is that the Rashbam seems clearly to learn that the Lashon Manishtan is a Lashon of question. Because he says, Imu Chacham, right, he would ask at the time that they're Mosek the Karsheni, Manishtana Akshav Shemazkim Karsheni Kodem Achila. Right? In other words, everybody should be Ma'orer on the Shinoi of Belial. That's the important point. That's all that we want to know. Is that it's essential for us to be aimed on what has changed tonight. And that anything that would be ma'orer that would be sufficient. If that's true, then even if you asked about taking away the table early, that should be sufficient. Because you're pointing out that the night has changed and it's different. And so, because, I mean, the truth is, why is there really a difference between taking away the table and between karpas for Moshe? We only did carpets that the kid would ask. We only pulled the table away that the kid would ask. So if you could be Yotzi Manishtana on the carpets, Matbil and Pama, because by carpets it's Ma'or, you want Matbil and Shtepa on me.
Right.
So therefore you're asking on the Chazeras, that's going to get Alokas Alayla.
Because
that's on Matzumrorim by the Taka.
What does.
So then, okay, so then it's consistent.
Does the Ram say anything in the Mesa by Barab? What, does he pass one way or other with you really putter?
No, he doesn't address that issue at all, as far as I recall.
That's what this tour is saying.
No, doesn't address it at all.
How about the run?
The tour that Berhatev brings next. So this is for Hekira.
No, that's what we poured now.
No, he's talking about Matbile. It says, don't say it, right? He's telling you on the
water. No, that's the Gemara. You can't, that's just saying you just can't say the word Chayav. Like Gemara says. That's the Gemara.
What's the
Gemara say? Nothing.
You're
just saying don't say the word Chayavim because the Gemara comes out the gears. You can't say Chayavim because it's only a Kerali and Ukas. You can't. How can you say Chayavim when something that's only a Kerali?
Out of curiosity, has the Ron and the Riff learned the Gemara?
We'll take a look.
Still early.
Where is it from?
No, all I want is an aspirin. Moshe Baruch will stop sharpening his knives and give me an aspirin, I'd be happy.
Aspirin.
Wait a minute, somebody's taking something out.
No, it's
a package of Sony aspirin. This is going back to the thing we started off with. V'alei ala prusa yivorek mechol matzah, v'alochi asya, v'ala motzi ikamad yomad ha'shleimah mevorek lech. V'lo nehira, the tvei odev levruchi avotzi v'prusa gufin, yisabidu v'chol ha'mitzvah.
What does everyone hear here? The pasuk. Lo tochal ob chametz yivasim tochal ob matzos lechem oni ki vechi bazon yatzas meretz
yitzayim. Yeah, what's lo tochal ob love chametz on the carbon pasuk? What does it say?
Rashi.
Read the pasuk before.
Pasuk before. Vezavachta
pesach
lashem
hakadosh. Exactly here. Vezavachta pesach lashem
hakadosh. Shem alkecha tzona vakar. V'makom asher yivchar Hashem lo shechin shosham. V'lo sochal lav chameit, shivas yamim tochal av matzos lachem oni.
Why does it say av matzos lachem oni? It's not even talking about Leil Pesach. Shivas yamim, yet it is tochal av matzos lachem oni. What does Rashi say?
He doesn't say much. He just says lachem oni, lachem shemazgir es ha'oni shenis anem v'nisrayim.
That makes sense. It was the only time we're chayef to eat matzahs at the Seder.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying the fact that it brings in connection with this.
Very interesting. The whole thing here seems to say lechem oni bichlal is an Indian of zachor all around. Of zachira all around.
Yeah,
the whole Indian of lechem oni is zachira all around.
Because the pasuk continues, you know, because the Eretz Yisrael, the man teases chorus, Yom Tzitzchah Eretz Yisrael, and the Mechayecha. Which is called the Kol Mechayecha.
In other words, the only aspect of it is all Zechira.
Rashi points it out a number, over and over. Lechem Oni, Lechem Shemazkir is Oni. Within Satsa, he says, V'ze yelecha lezikarom b'chipazan lo shulchai haya, alo shul b'tzrayim, l'man tizkor ayidei achila sa pesach v'hamatze es yom tzeyzcha.
Anyway, the Ron learns different. He learns the reason that Ben is asking now is because of Akiris HaShulcha, not because of the Zigazakas. But in any event, he doesn't address this other issue.
What is the difference?
Well,
the Ruben Tim?
The what?
The Shulchan Aruch is in the Ruchan.
The Rif brings the mice with the Bayi and Potartim and Alam Anishka.
The halacha.
Yeah.
So we have a tzad to say, we just finished that.
Yes, it certainly makes sense. It certainly is ice out in the
now that we've gotten rid of the four questions.
We've gotten rid of Halach Ma'anya, it's the old time. Gotten rid of the four questions. Now, how is Avraham Ayinu then a response to Mazika's Kosheni?
No, it's not, that's for sure. In other words, it seems clear that the union of the questions is not to get answers on it.
Right.
The union of the questions is only to be already enough interest that we should recognize that the night is special. Special enough for us to care about. It's the elicitation of care that's all we're interested in. So I'm finding that with Daro Avdo we have a tour from saying Manishtana because he already pointed out the requirement to care. And it came as a real spontaneous expression.
I understand. So how does that lead to Avdo Mayinu, which happens by Daro Avdo? Yeah, and Pasach by Avdo Mayinu.
Because now we can begin knock on it. That is an answer.
Uh-huh. So do we say that
start on it?
Is it just for Asim and the second Kodesh, or is there anything else that's also good now? Is it only Asim and the second Kodesh that wipes out Manishtana, or is there anything else that's asked before and also?
Anything that relates directly to the... I mean, that would be a machlokus now the Ron and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, only, the way we're learning Tosfos, only those things that relate specifically to the Yetziah. Which is not the way that the Rav Ronsberg is learning Tosfos. He wanted to actually ask the entire Manishtan. And according to the Ron, even a question on the Akiras HaShofen would be sufficient.
Who said the Yetzim mentioned regardless? But well, we just said according to
Chaber,
according to Tosfos.
Not if somebody asks him. Well, the Mechaber doesn't bring it. I mean, the Ramah brings the Mario.
The second thing Rabbi said according to Tosfos was that
that his son would have had to ask the questions that are more nogea. Right. That doesn't explain exactly what that means. So we came out like this, Lachara, that what we're interested in doing now with Manishtana is simply to elicit a sense of response. Now, response can be response to a direct question. Response can be response from concern. In other words, an emotional response to the ischaivus of the evening, right? So a response through Hakaras Tov. But we need to have response in order to be Yotzi Lechemoni. Right, this maybe I think was handy. We pointed out that Lechemoni here, the Halach Ma'ani is a remes to Lechemoni. Huh? Mayor. It's a remes to Lechemoni. So in other words, we're about to start the issue of Lechemoni. So I mean, it could be that even that's true. But in any event, anything that elicits that level of response, being asked a question, asking a question, pointing out how special the night is, pointing out how an Eved would have to feel if he were let out into freedom, whatever, anything that brings the Mesubim to a level of consciousness where they must relate to the events of the evening is sufficient in order for us to be Yotze, the din of Aniya, and at that point you can begin the Haggadah, whatever does that.
But what, at what point are we Yotze, or is the first, what, at what
the
point
first,
the first time?
Person that will ask a question will potter the Mesubim from anything.
At what point? Right after Yachatz? Right after Yachatz. Or before that even?
It could be, we're Mesubim, whether it has to be in the right place. We don't have a right, it has to be in the right place. It could be anywhere. It may be that at any point that somebody asks a question which relates specifically to the Geula, but not which doesn't have an answer. For instance, Buzzy says, why is it that you're being Matfil now? So this answers another question that we had, because we said, why Dr. Karpas do we put in? The truth is that Karpas is more meaningful than Akiras HaShulchan, because Karpas leads to the issue of the martyr, whereas Akiras HaShulchan does not.
But it doesn't fall hand in hand with Magid? That's what I don't understand. I mean, Magid is not going to be the response to the question?
Oh. No. Magid is not a response to the question. Magid is a response to whatever was morally interesting. Whether it's the question or whether it's something else that was more, the fact that we need to respond. But Magid must be the result of an emotional response which any type of stimulus can elicit.
But not an immediate response. It's not going
to
be immediate.
Maybe it does have to be. I'm saying we didn't have a core riot to this. Maybe it does have to be an immediate response. We don't have a riot. I mean, it makes sense that you don't wait until the response diminishes.
So that's when we're able to start.
When we're able to start the Haggadah. So the Manishtana is nothing but a low class way of getting a response. So therefore, if we can do without Manishtana, we're even happier, really.
But we want these issues to be raised in the Manishtana itself.
No, the issues that the Manishtana raises are unimportant.
Why does it more specifically bring it down? These
only
issues?
Because, the way we understood it the last time we met was that these are issues that take into consideration the entire night. So there's an element of das in them also, because they deal with what's going to happen, even though it hasn't happened yet.
But isn't everybody saying a little bit more to it? I mean, more significant about these four issues?
I don't know.
These four issues.
We don't answer these issues. We don't address them. One of these issues is a joke. Because we're asking why do we dip two times, and the answer is that you should ask why we dip two times. It's a joke. It's not a real question. It's just the way in which we're eliciting a response for the night. So it's hard to say that there's a deep significance to these issues.
Which is the question that's put in when we took out the to replace the one?
As much as a shame for us. shinui b'layel hazeh, kedei shiru habanim, v'yishalu v'yamru ma nishtana halayel hazeh mikol halayla. V'ketzad mishaneh. So in other words, he's telling us the shinui that will lead the child to say ma nishtana halayel hazeh, right? Ketzad mishaneh. Mechalek leb kloyot v'gozim. Okri na shulchan. Chotvi matzah hazeh mizeh. V'kayot seh bedvarim ha'eru. In other words, anything. The kid's supposed to ask, hey, what's going on tonight? And any time he asks that, you say, Patat Milan or Mandishtana, according to Rama.
He would learn like the run.
So you would jump in Davadi Manu right then, even though you haven't done
Because you're not asking those questions. You're just asking Manishtana Alay Lazet.
Maybe wants to skip Karpov?
No, you won't say
Manishtana. When you take away the Seder plate, right before Karpov?
Before Manishtana.
Mukor for that is the run?
Yeah.
But would you
say... What do you mean, Mukor for that?
For taking away the Seder plate?
No, the Gemara says
that. To take it away from...
Does it say when?
So, but it...
That was the Manishtana.
Right.
So then it's designed purely, I mean, the Gemara doesn't explain why, does it?
Yeah, it says that
it's so then, so if you take away the Seder plate, then it's...
Yeah, but remember, the Tosfos says that that's not... Tosfos says it doesn't really mean that, because of course you have to ask something that's Negea the night. Okay. The Rambam says clearly, like the Ram, you can ask anything at all. The important thing is that you note that tonight is different. Once you note that tonight is different, we'll explain to you why it's different. We don't care why you think it's different. Point is, it's clear to you that it's different, so you're interested enough to hear what we're going to explain to you, that's all. We don't come to answer specific questions that you ask. That's what the halacha is kavena. No matter how you learn, we're not answering your questions. We are not going to answer your questions. That's not the point. The point of the halacha is not an answer to your questions, it is an answer to a response. If the question is the response, fine.
Rabbi was saying that it needs to come immediately after the questions, then. Questions asked by Orchai.
I didn't say that. I said possible. I didn't know. I said I'm never right.
We wouldn't need to skip to Avadim Ayinu if it was asked by Orchai. You wouldn't skip Karpas and Yachat and leave everything out.
No. I wouldn't.
Well,
because
they're doing
other things. I'm so hungry. I want to skip Karpas.
They're doing
other things. They're
getting the nibble. Yeah, it's like, yeah, they're getting the nibble.
Here he uses the lashon of she'ela on manishtana. He uses the lashon of she'ela on manishtana. Right? Whereas later, when he discusses the seder in Perek Shemini, he says, "Va'omer hakorei manishtana." What's furthermore mashma from the Rambam is that if the ben is she'el, the Kori still says it as part of that God, not like the Mario. In other words, the Machaber would be quoting the Rambam by not bringing the Mario.
Really, it's not sure, though. I mean, you can say that even if
the Kori says Manishtan, no matter what.
I understand, but even, so you can say that if the kids ask, you say, you know, you're right, here's other things. You know, isn't necessarily so sure that you should.
It shouldn't be necessary. He himself said before, "Ein lo ben ishto shalato, ein lo isha shalim ze ze manishtana alaylaze." Hayalavadosho elatzmo manishtana alaylaze. Mashma, but if somebody did ask him, he doesn't have to say manishtana. So why does he say there akari omer manishtana? Right, mashma is two different in yonim. One of them is that it has to be shoel, and if the ben is shoel, he still has to say it. That's what the Rambam is measured. There's two different ways of saying manishtana. If nobody's asking you anything, you're supposed to say it as a question. If somebody asks you, then you're supposed to say it as a statement. Indeed, manishtana halaylaz, it's truly different. You think you've seen some, we'll tell you some things that are different, kid. That's what it's manishtana. What can you do? It's a big kiddush, but he certainly says that. So what does he do with the Gemara of Potartum Milomar Manishtana?
Narjan parable.
You see, these are, I'm telling you, these are like the essential issues. I'm guaranteeing we'll find discussing any of these issues. And the imam is like the bread and butter, imparted by saving our face.
The matzah and butter. That's about really, by the way, and we were discussing the Chag HaMatzos issues. The Ram brings down all these halachas. We were discussing.
Yeah, yeah.
The Ram brings all the halachas in there. He helps us to matzah. Rebbe's father wouldn't make that as a question of my conversations with him.
Wouldn't like it?
No, I told Rebbe that one of the responses he once gave.
Which one?
There's certain things put. But I just said that's the convenient place to put them. That's what he would tell me. He's bringing out lots of chametz and matzah.
Yeah, but nobody discusses this issue. What does the Rambam do with Patarta Minor Manishtana? Why doesn't he with pasta? So why should the Rambam not bring it? Because the funny thing is that Rava says, but there to be lower Manishtana.
No, it's not show up. Right. Yeah.
So we don't have to say it. Was, why does he say Akari Omer, Akari Manishtana in any event? Oh, anyway, you asked if Truman's left out, so he says, that's it. Matbili in Pamachat, Chometzu Matza, Bosa Tzli Shalok Mubusha, Shar Yirak Kod. Oh, no, so he has all five. I'm sorry, I made a mistake.
No, Masubin. Huh? That's the Masubin.
No, he doesn't. Oh. So I want to go Chometzu Matza, Bosa Tzli Shalok Mubusha, Shar Yirak Kod.
We took one out and didn't replace it.
Yeah. Big Bachleibus in the Rishonim, an unclear interpretation of Psalm.
The Halach Ma'anya would have another way of saying that it's just a matter of introduction or something. The fact you're saying that it applies to not now, the things that we're applying to not in, now in Galus. So, like, also, that we shouldn't be taking out the Bosnian sleep. Something that we would be hoping for. So we should still.
What are you asking? We should put in Manishtana and Basar Tzli? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because we know that that's what we're going to be doing with someone when this minister runs.
Yeah, I guess we have to limit it to what's really going to happen tonight. I understand. As if Manishtan is simply a sort of statement of all the other things that the kid hasn't thought of.
No, so that would be a raya. That would be a raya towards to Tosfos. No, to the Ran. No, because we're dealing with things he's going to see this in general that are.
But he's not going to see any of this yet.
Yeah, but he's going to see it that night.
I mean, how can you say Kolo Matzah if we haven't finished the meal yet?
Because
Because he knows he's...
How can you say...
He just says break the mind thing, doesn't he?
It's certainly a lot more specifically...
We've already been made super close. Real-oriented seen the
types
first
of tangible types of items as opposed to Corbin Peso, which he's not going to see, touch, feel, smell.
Because so you can say that this row is sitting on the Seder plate, and the kid knows that that's what it's about.
Mayor is a car, so now you have to be learned to
hunt.
Mayor
is a car?
I was in
the
Ku Klux Klan,
my father
said, you want to take part in that, you can't.
Yeah, I was in the
Ku Klux Klan.
Did he say how far you could think?
Especially when it isn't, I mean, it's not clear at all.
Tradition.
What's New amazing way. Is that how it developed into such a central issue. The fear of kashas is the fear of kashas, and you don't mess with the fear of kashas.
How many kashas you have on?
Kana venture Elavi, the name Das Beben Aviv Melamdo, Manishtan Alaylaze. And after it finishes that, it says, Ulfida Atosha Ben Aviv Melamdo, Matil Vignot, and the same Mishael. What's that Lafidaita Shogun of the Malambo? It's in terms of the sequel of Haggadah itself.
Right.
So what's the Malambo before? You mean Das Beben Aviv Malambo Manishtana Alayla?
Isn't it sort of again to ask the question?
I have a feeling that the Rambam learns the entire Mishnah very, very differently. This is the Rambam says like this: Mitzvah lehodiya lebonim va'afilu lo shalo shenemar v'igadet l'vivtam v'fi da'ato shel ben na'viv melamdo. So here you could be learning the Mishnah like this: V'kan ha'ben shoel aviv v'imein das v'ben aviv melamdo anyway. Yeah. Nothing to do. Then manish dana vaylaz and mikalaylo. That's part of the Haggadah. But therefore, the Kori will always say this. It has nothing to do with what he said before. Not a Magid will be Milando banished on Alayalazem. But that you shouldn't think that the din is saying that we got it to the Bincha is only if the Ben asked you. If Eina Ben Shalom, you mean to ask the Ben Aviv Milando? Not to Milando the Sheila, it's Milando the din of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. That's how the Rambam brings it. He brings the Vidaita Shal Ben Aviv Milando. It's very much that way in the Mishnah, because it's using the word Milando, it would turn out in two different ways if it says it. Like this, first is Aviv Milando, then it says the Vidaita Shal Ben Aviv Milando. Referring back to the same Milando. And then when the Mishnah continues, Matchil Begnus B'Sayim B'Shevach, it's certainly referring to the Haggadah itself. And not that you have to teach your child the Manishtan. The Rambam never brings such a thing. Or he doesn't say, if your son can't ask the question, you teach it to them. He just says, you know, if he doesn't respond, he doesn't respond. Ain't no Ben Ishto Shavato. Never does he say Aviv Milando Manishtan. Never. Isn't that interesting? Like this, you learn that you're supposed to teach the child Manishtana.
That's the format.
Yeah. No, he never said it. There's nothing saying according to him. That's it in the Amira of the Haggadah.
Should we see the parish from Shnaz?
Isn't that interesting? It's a whole different way of learning. I suppose that that's been the sign of the Sheva?
According to Kuna Rav.
Why is Lavo Dima saying something bad?
And well, it's just that here's the lesson in Rambam, how you would be Matzko Bignos. And Matzko Modiya Sheva Dima Yino Lefar Ve Mitzrayim Lechol Hara'a Shegemalana. And the same Benisim and the flesh of Asavan will be through Otena. But since the only way that you're Yotzi this is with the drush of Arami Avidadi, so you're not really going to get to it until later on. So what is the, what are we doing now? It's later on that we have that's really the way that we're being Yotze Mechiev according to Rav of Masra Bignos. Because that's how the Rambam said. Kol Ara Ashigim Alanu. So you have to know. Vayanunu. Vayitunolinu Avodah Kasha. They were so rotten to us. So what is the point of starting Avodah Mayinu for Avodah Mitzrayim here? Just briefly, sort of saying, we were Avodah, we went out of Mitzrayim, and then we go like completely off the wall with all these other things. And we don't really start until we darshan Arami Ovidov. And we get Arami Ovidov with the story in Yehoshua as an excuse. And the story in Yehoshua was to be Atzi Shmuel, who says, and that's where we bring down Terach Avi Avram, and that's what Yehoshua told in B'Shas K'nis HaLoretz. And Rami Ovidabi was also B'Shas K'nis HaLoretz. So why are we doing it here? What's the purpose of saying Avodah Mayinu L'Parah B'Mitzrayim V'Yotzeinu? What's this? Yilu L'Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Etzavasinu Mitzrayim Arayonu V'Neinu V'Nevenu M'Shuvadim Mayinu L'Parah B'Mitzrayim. Why is that important to know here? Right? Bechara, I would imagine the reason that we say it is because since Chayav Adam Miras Tzas Vakilu Hu Yatsu Mitzrayim, which is also an essential chelek of the mitzvah of Haggadah, in other words, it has to be Nogea you personally. So it seems that we're trying to be mitzamtzim, the three mitzvahs of Haggadah, immediately at the beginning. So first of all, Yishnu Avodah Mayinu, that's Gnus, Hatzion HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishram Netshevach, and if it hadn't have been, so we still would have been Avodim, and that's kind of at least Liros as Atzma. The Maaseh of the Rambam learns that it's Leiros as Atzma. He has to show himself to others as if he was Yotzim Mitzrayim, which is a Bechai of acting as if you were just Yotzim Mitzrayim.
How would one do
that? The Svartim do it by marching around the table holding packages.
Except the people there at the Seder.
Yeah, fine. Or the actual acting with the Shavana sense of Kairos. I feel myself as having just gone free. That's the mocker b'chiyev of Hasod.
It's showing others.
Is because chayav anan liros es atzmo means leheiros es atzmo. So really you have to lean. Right, and that's the reason that we were m'sakan habakos es yayin. So that should be derech eres. That's also part of lahaos. So according to Rambam, the mocker of Hasava and the Arba Kotis is a D'oraisa. The essential mocker is a D'oraisa, because we learn it out from Zacharta ki Eved Hayisa Be'eretz Mitzrayim. So that means that you personally have to remember that you were an Eved. So that means that you have to personally show the results of your Yitzhiya Misha. So therefore you must drink the Arba Kotis. And you must eat their hasava. That's how it would be so makana, it would be makana.
That's just to be zochen.
To show. According to Rambam, it's to show that you're free. That you feel that you just went free. So in other words,
it doesn't guarantee you're going to feel even that you just went free.
Show it. You acting like you just went free.
It doesn't show that you're going to feel it or that you're going to perceive it that way.
Doesn't have to show. All it has to show is that you're acting. you just went for it.
So that's good for the Rose. It does, what does it do for the Leros? It's not
here?
It's talking about changing your perception.
He learns Laharos, that's what I told you.
Right, I understand that. In terms of Leros, it's not small.
He doesn't learn as a Chi of Leros, it's not small. I mean, probably for that very reason. You can't be Mitzava person to Leros, it's not small. The most you can do is tell him to act as if that were true, and then either he'll feel it or he won't feel it. And the Rambam's always careful not to be Machayev people to feel things. He just requires them to do the things that lead to the such feelings. So, and that's probably why he actually brings the mitzvah like that. To if I want him to know else, if that's not, I don't feel it. What's wrong?
When's the war?
So I was like, Brit Sikh or Kalalarma? Yeah, I understand, but it's interesting. Guns and knives, Badam, Ba'esh, Basim Rosashan.
That's the smoking, I guess.
So I understand. If the knives don't work,
blow the brains out. Shabbos also, if you say a longer Kiddush, the Reza B'Shubah, as you're being Mekayim more Zochras Yom HaShabbos?
That's not in the Gemara, in the Gemara, in the Gemara,
what, that you're Mekayim a bigger...
No, the Kol Marva is... Where is this from? Kol Marva, the Saber, the Tzitz Mitzrayim.
It's
making a phone
call.
It's outside.
Moshe?
Yeah.
Moshe?
You wife?
It's a local call.
Where's this from? The Haggadah just said
what?
Where's Kolomar of the Sabbath B'Tzias Mitzrayim Harizim Mishavach?
Search all Shabbos
Mishavach.
Search
all
Shabbos Mishavach. That price said that's in there, that I've got a price. Did I tell you that?
doesn't bring that point, doesn't bring the passing there. It just says it. How do we know it?
You can say it's different by Pesach, considering we're so concerned with just the idea of getting things talked out. In other words, it's more than being as we want to get things out, so it makes sense. The more you get things out, the more, you know, the more the better. As opposed to by Shabbos, the Shabbos is a Zohar Aliyah, you know, that's it, Masker. By Pesach, we're dafka, we're concerned with getting the reaction, getting to say something.
How do we know?
Well, that's how we started this whole Seder.
But how do we know that that's true? We've been the Torah. All it says is the Torah is Zohar, it's the Yom HaZasher, it's us in the Mitzvah. It's us, the Nim Zafira. Well,
we got the Levincha.
The man, the Sapir, was the Nim Vincha, it's a Shei Salah, the Nim Mitzvah. We got the Levincha, the Babur Zeh. We'll be to tell them about the Mitzvahs. Says Zochus Hayom Hazeh Asher Yatzasim Mitzrayim. What would be the chiyuv of saying anything else except what happened that day? Why is there a mitzvah to say what happened? Let's say Choshev. That's not Hayom Hazeh Asher.
What is it? It's a lota. It's a.
That's something else, but that's not the chiyuv of Davka tonight.
Why
is the chiyuv of Sipur tonight? Maybe the din of Lamant Saper Bozevin Chaz is done. You know, this should become part of the mythos of the nation. That people should tell their children these things as bedtime stories, and they should know that these things happen. But where do you see that all of the various issues that happen in Mitzrayim are Nageah tonight? Maybe only the Yitzhak per se is Nageah. Well, why would there be any need to be Misafra and the various Nisim and the entire process that leads to Yitzhak's Mitzrayim? Where do we see that from the Torah?
Where do we see the Chayav Luros?
Because it says there was a charta ki eved hayisa beres Mitzrayim. But if you have to view yourself as having been in it.
The reason I ask that is because I'm going to be into Tchochet.
You okay, Henry? Yeah. You look like you're dying. You ain't the only one. I'm going crazy. Your eyes at least are white.
That's because I've been trying to keep myself from rubbing them like I feel like this.
Maybe part of the Leiraos.
Horrible, right? Yeah.
Maybe part of the Leiraos. This is part of the Leiraos.
Why?
Because all the Yitzhila Maisu is the pinnacle of the buildup of a year of Makos. I mean, just the fact that Makos Bechoros happens in the same instant of the Yitzhia, the Etzimayom Hazeh, I mean, just the way it's all intertwined, the last Makos with it, it becomes the pinnacle. I mean, even pointed out in the Chumash that the Lechachila, the Makos, war for that last Makos, which is the Yitzhia.
No, but it's for not Sayyum. I hear. In order to hear, that would be a tremendous thing to say. In order to understand the Hayom Hazeh,
that you can't even discuss it unless you know what led up to it.
I don't know what it's just different. Aren't the issues intertwined? I mean, the Haggadah for sure takes for granted that. I mean, that's Rabbi's question. It's really, why does Haggadah take for granted the issue in Masar B'chlal and anything that happened before the actual issue?
Well, that's another question. How do we know that Matzah begins with Rishayim B'sheva? See, I tie that the union of all of these things are all functions of Das. That's why Matzah begins with Rishayim B'sheva, because it's essential that you see, you differentiate. If you don't differentiate, then you haven't recognized anything. So you have to, in order to show that something is to your asking, Manishtana, I'll tell you what Manishtana. Manishtana is that we used to be like this, and now we're like this. So that is a change. You ask, what change? I'm explaining to you what changed. If you don't know what changed, then you're not addressing the issues of Pesach at all. Because it's not Das. There's no Abdullah that's involved at all. But it's the Yitzhak. It's the difference between Yisrael and the Mitzrayim. It's the difference between Avdus and Cheretz. It's the difference between Or and Koshech. All that. Shotzienu miyamirak miyafil ala ra mishibu dugula miyak. And so on and so forth. We stress all the way through different Avdolas as part of the Chelek of what. You know, I'll tell you. A Gevaldik and a Kudim. Just God. The Mitzvah is the Din of Zechira. From Zechira on Shabbos, we learn how to Halacha of Avdolah. Just like we have over here, Zochar Sayom HaShor Yatzasim Mitzrayim. What is the mitzvah of Zochar Sayom HaShabbos HaKadsho? That you have to be Mavdil Shabbos from Chol. Therefore, it's B'chayiv both Kiddush and Avdolah. So then Zochar Sayom HaShor Yatzasim Mitzrayim means recognize in what way this night is different than any other night. That's what the Din of Zechira means. So Mela Manishtan is a kiyum of a mitzvah d'oraisa of Zechira. It's the shinui that you're mechayev to recognize. Otherwise, you haven't done anything. How have you shown that tonight is different? By Shabbos, you can show it's different because it's mekudesh in various things. But you haven't shown that Pesach is different by its being mekudesh. All Yom Tovim are mekudesh. This day is different. Would also explain why the Kiddush now, going back to what we started with the last time we met, why Kiddush is more an integral part of Pesach than it is of any other Yom. Because it's Mamash Din of Zechira. I think we talked about it.
Yeah,
I think we did. We talked about Zechira, Pesach being an aspect of Zechira, but well. But anyway, this is stronger, because the whole Chiyav of Sibri Yitzis Mitzrayim, which the Seder Alayla of that God is based on, is Zochar Asayom Azer Shetzas Mitzrayim, which is Mamash. Like Zechira Yom HaShabbos, the Rambam goes out of his way to say, just respond to it differently.